Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, a recent court case involving a boy aged 13 who sexually assaulted a third-level student in Cork has once again highlighted the possible links between access to pornography and sexual assault for some children. During the case, the judge called on further restrictions for companies making vast sums of money selling pornographic material. Brian O'Connell joins me now, and I know you want to explore the issue of exposure, Brian, to pornography at a young age, but remind us first, if you will, about this horrific case.
Yes, good evening, Cormac. This was a particularly shocking case in Cork, where a 13-year-old boy, as you said, carried out a vicious attack with a sexual element on a final year college student. During the case, it emerged that the boy had been viewing pornography from the age of 11, and this resulted in Judge Catherine Staines calling for restrictions on online platforms making vast sums of money, as you said, from pornography. Judge Staines said more rigorous restrictions should be imposed on them, the companies, to prevent this harmful material being available to young children. Now, during the trial, the boy admitted the violent element but denied the sexual assault. The victim in the case said, "There hasn't been one day that has passed that I haven't thought about what happened. It has changed me. I'm still dealing with it, but I know that I won't let it control me forever." The attacker, who's now aged 15, was sentenced by Judge Catherine Staines to 18 months in Oberstown Centre. And I suppose following the judge's comments in the case, this has raised the issue of children accessing pornography at a very young age and the impact it may be having on some resulting behaviours.
Do we have any or much data around this at all, Brian?
Well, it's an interesting question, because if you look at the CSO data, we know that more than 20% of sexual offences are committed by a male child. So in terms of the presence of pornography, particularly as a factor in leading to that behaviour, I think it's fair to say, Cormac, we're still gathering the data. The Irish Times, for example, in recent days conducted some very good analysis of Garda youth diversion programmes. And what they picked up on was a 42% increase in children being referred to the programme for so-called child pornography offences. Now, I did speak to someone at the front line who's trying to deal with addiction issues around pornography and how it might impact behaviour. But just to try and untangle this possible link a little bit, I spoke to sexologist and academic Dr. Siobhan O'Higgins. She's from NUI Galway. She believes we need far more research. I asked her first, Cormac, about the possible link, if any, between accessing pornography at a very young age and sexual assault.
We don't know whether it's a causation or whether it's a correlation between the two. That's the problem. We haven't got enough research to actually say that, you know, because young people have got all these smartphones, then there's a rise in sexual offending or inappropriate sexual behaviour at a young age, right? So we don't know. Curious, young people are curious, and they get their phones at a very early age when they're looking for answers to, you know, how am I supposed to be? How am I supposed to act when I'm grown up? What's interesting? And they're sharing all sorts of things with each other that we as adults may feel is totally inappropriate. Some of them are violent. Some of them just yucky, horrible things. So it's not about scaremongering. It's about looking at solutions that we can create, ways that our children can have their phones, but access information safe.
Are there any noticeable trends we've seen over the past 10 or 20 years? Because obviously we've had the pre-digital age, now we have the digital age.
We now know that, you know, from the figures, that 20% of the sexual offences are committed by a male child. But a male child is someone who is under the age of 18. We are coming into a more violent age, but we can't then say it's to do with smartphones because we don't have the data. But there would seem to be some kind of relationship there, because young people are accessing things that we wouldn't have seen when we were growing up. So it's about understanding the context in which our young people are exploring their sexuality and are developing into young adults. So every young adult, every child wants to develop a healthy, physically and emotionally healthy adult sexuality. How do they do that? They need information. So it's about giving them more information from reliable sources, like from the schools, from parents, to talk about these things, to be able to give, to reduce their vulnerability, but also to get them to question what they're seeing and to understand that a lot of things that are out there in the world aren't pleasant.
So clearly more research needed there, according to Dr. Siobhan O'Higgins in NUI Galway, Brian. You also spoke to a person at the very front line of dealing with people who try to address their issues with pornography.
It's quite difficult to get people to speak in this area, Cormac, and particularly very difficult to get case studies. But I did speak with Donald Clifford, who's founder of the SALT programme in Cork. Now, this is essentially a support group which is set up in relation to problematic sexualised behaviour. Donald will have a long history as an addiction counsellor. He would specialise in sexual compulsions. And he set this group up in 2014 in Cork, and it would deal with pornography related issues. In the last 2 years, this service has really taken off, and it's now been encompassed into the Cork Sexual Health Centre. They have grown in terms of the number of clients accessing the service by 400%. So a huge increase in demand for a service like this. Now, Donald told me about what he's seen at the front line.
We have a long waiting list now to access the service, but primarily it's the clients that are coming that are much younger and primarily with pornography since COVID.
Is there anything we can say about exposure to pornography at a younger age?
I can't testify, and I don't think there is research out there to say that it's associated to, we say, violent behaviours. But it's definitely having an effect on people and how they view sex or how they are sexually themselves. If you think of sex, how people use sex in the same way they might use alcohol or drugs or gambling, they use it as a resource initially. And if that's their only resource, that's their go-to. So they will use that then before they will use maybe other people or talk to people or whatever. So whatever is going on for them, they will turn to, say, pornography as their resource.
For people who feel they have a problem with pornography, what impacts is it having on their lives?
A lot of mental health problems that probably wouldn't be recognized or be associated with problematic sexual behavior. And you will have pretty much the same consequences as you might with alcohol and drugs, but far more shame attached to it.
Is it mainly a male issue?
Primarily, it's a male issue, but there's lots of women. Like we have a women's group and it's full.
And then if I say to you, how do we ensure that people grow up to have a healthy relationship with sex and their sexuality, you're probably going to say education, are you?
I'm 100% going to say education. We are, like, education around this stuff needs to be starting in primary school. They're going to find it. If we're not going to give them the right information, they're going to find their own information. So it really should be starting around. And it's more the adults seem to have the problem as opposed to the children.
That's very interesting, isn't it, Brian? That's Donald O'Sullivan there, founder of
Donald Clifford.
SALT.
Yeah.
Donald Clifford, apologies, founder of SALT. But it's interesting, I find, that both experts you spoke to highlight the need for education around all of this, and there is reform of the curriculum on the way.
Yeah, just finally, I think it is worth saying the new SPHE junior cycle curriculum, it's going to be rolled out this September. It will cover topics such as sexuality, such as gender identity, for example, but it'll also cover consent and it will cover the influence of pornography. So that's at junior cycle level. The updated senior curriculum is expected to be rolled out in September 2025. And then just in relation to primary schools, what Donald feels should be happening, well, there will be an updated primary school curriculum that will be taught from September 2026. That's when that will happen.
Okay, very insightful. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much indeed for that.